a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lil Nas X, we are big Lil Nas X guys.
Oh,
here.
Yes, and your kids, big Lil Nas X gals too.
Yeah,
aren't
not
they?
Only my kids, Lingy's kids as well. They love Lil Nas X. Of course, he's famous for, well, his latest one sounds like this if you've not heard him. Don't ever see you so bad, fuck breathing. Raise it to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far, we'll start walking.
It's just banger after banger. And to be honest, like to hear a bit of Old Town Road get a play every now and again.
Yeah, with Billy Ray. That was his first one and you're like, oh, this is a gimmick song. This will disappear. He'll be a one-hit wonder. But he's gone on and he's done really well. Good on him. Mm. He's a proud black gay man in a scene or, I guess in the sort of the music scene. It's maybe not as I don't know.
Well, he's a trailblazer, isn't he?
Well, that's it. But I imagine it's probably he's blazing a trail, but he's probably had that trail also blazed for him in the past.
And he's continuing the blazing of the trail.
But regardless, I'm sure he's come up against a lot to get where he is. So he's done really well, and he's quite the icon. What was it, Montero, the film clip? He's dressed, he gives a lap dance to Satan.
To the devil, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which people went off about, and it's like, just calm down.
And just so many, just like red carpet, high heel sequins, G-bangers, that type of vibe. He's a lot of fun.
And a cowboy hat every now and again.
Yes,
and who
loves a cowboy
hat? Who amongst
us
doesn't love that?
Exactly. And that's probably a nod to his Old Town Road sort of roots.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have said roots, Tom. Anyway. So he's doing a tour at the moment, and he's over in Europe, Lollapalooza in Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah, that's a time.
Yeah, sure, whatever. he's on stage, and something's been thrown on stage, and he's had to stop the show because it's astounded him.
Mm.
Now, there's been a bit of stage throwing of late. I think you referenced it yesterday.
Yes, because Will, our news guy, beautiful news guy, had a beer thrown at him upon his own request that hit him in the skull.
Yeah.
And he's got a bit of a cut. Mm. But a lot of other people, BB Rexha, got a phone thrown
she
at
got
her head.
Brained by a phone.
Man, unfair.
Massive black eye. And you see what the guy said afterwards?
He's like, I just wanted to do it.
Thought it'd be funny if I could hit her.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. But Pink got thrown someone's mum's ashes.
Yeah, right.
And on stage.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it's just been this weird throwing. Like, it used to just be like undies at a Billy Joel concert, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're bringing it back.
Yeah, well, this is sort of in that undie region.
Mm.
It's probably the easiest way to describe it. Have a listen to how it went down. Okay, it was right at the end there.
Yeah.
Who threw on stage?
Yeah. Let's just say it's something you might keep in your pocket.
Yeah.
Some people call it a pocket.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure. Do that. I don't know. So I read the headline and I was like, X-rated object thrown on stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's going to be one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
But it's the reverse of it.
It's the reverse. And I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know what surprised me? Mm. Was the aim of the, you know, the guy that sort of got BB Rexha in the eye.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah,
So Lil Nas X had his microphone up at his face. And this device that was thrown.
Yeah.
Landed perfectly, like, on the end of his microphone. Just went...
Yeah. Don't make that sound ever!
Promised myself I wouldn't make the noise. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. They're selling the pub in Meredith.
Are they?
It's for sale. There's a big sign on the roof.
We should buy it. Should we?
What?
It could be the K-Rock pub where we go and we broadcast and it's all you've got.
Can you imagine the beers? Can you imagine the beers on tap?
They'd
wild
be yours.
And wonderful.
Yes.
It would be
They'd
quite
be your
the,
style.
Yeah.
It'd be like, we've fermented this egg with a fern tree.
Yes.
For 7 years.
And my own yeast.
No, that's mine. This is my brew, Loggy's yeast. Here you go. It's like the SCOBY. Just put it in a jar, see what happens.
I'm getting hints of low tide.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
Okay. So my computer
has
stopped working, but don't worry because I'm across this trending.
You know this story.
I'm across
great.
This trending. So on the 20th of July, we're getting this amazing movie, finally, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Barbie.
I thought I might stay over tonight.
Why?
Because we're girlfriend boyfriend.
To do what?
I'm actually not sure.
Now, everyone is super excited for this. And do we love, are you just obsessed with how they are promoting this movie? I mean, between the Barbie pool in Bondi to Margot doing full design files and model portraits of Barbie and where she lives and all these type of things and rocking up in Barbie Corps everywhere.
They are doing a good job. They're definitely promoting it well. As you said earlier, though, it's a little... makes me a little bit nervous as to the quality and the quantity of the movie.
I think we'll be pleasantly surprised. I'm hoping so anyway. But Vietnam is saying, no, we will not allow the Barbie movie to be broadcast here in our country.
No, in Nam, sure.
They have said, no, we're not granting a license for this movie. And it's all because that apparently there is an upcoming scene in the Barbie movie that features a map of the South China Sea. Now, this is a highly contested territorial area, right?
Sure.
So there's a lot of chat about this, and it can be very offensive to certain people in certain countries about the South China Sea. Now, I have no idea why this map is in the movie or what. Maybe it's not a map. Maybe Barbie goes to the South China Sea. We're not sure yet. Vietnam have heard about it, and they've said, we do not want anything to do with that. And that is not the first time that's happened. There was another Aussie movie. I forget the name of it because my computer has shut down. I think it was Pine something.
Yeah.
And that was also
Pine
banned.
Creek, maybe?
Pine, yeah, something.
Yeah.
And it was also banned in Vietnam as well because of where the South China Sea.
Pine O'Clean? Was it a...
I don't think it was Pine O'Clean. My brain says Pine Nut, but that doesn't sound correct.
No, probably so Pine. I'm not... Pine Creek seems like a...
Pine Creek seems like...
you would call a movie. Yeah. That rings a bell. So, okay. So... what a plot twist if the Barbie movie involves her taking sort of the Chinese fleet, the Navy, into the South China Sea as sort of a... she's sort of leading the destroyer charge and just doing some sort of war exercises, you know?
Yeah.
Just sort of flexing that muscle of the Chinese Navy under the charge of Rear Admiral Barbie. Wouldn't that be incredible?
Yes, it would be, Tom, but we will have to wait and see when it hits cinemas... July 20.
Plot twist.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, it's time to play Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game.
This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right, let's get into it. It is Guess the Year minus Lingy this week. So as we said earlier, we don't have a patsy.
Yeah.
We don't have a guy to sort of make us feel better by being a little bit crap.
But you know what? He's on holidays, but why would you be on holidays where you could be here playing this?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think we're better off.
We're 100%. The winners. Yeah.
100%.
Well, one of us is going to be winners, hopefully, or a winner, I should say. Here's how it works. We're going to play little bits of songs. We'll cast our minds back through the mists of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing when we first heard said song.
Were we crying in regards to some, you know, someone calling us a certain name? Probably.
Emotional.
Is there something emotional attached to that?
Yeah, usually some sort of teenage trauma.
Yeah.
You know, puberty related probably, if it was me. I'm 19. When's it going to happen for me?
It's different for everyone, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Be your beautiful self.
Got there eventually.
You did.
I went from nothing to everything.
Oh, God.
Like that. When I hit 33.
Yeah.
All right, so we then write that down on a piece of paper, the year, and we reveal on three. It's closest to in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement as well. I think we're ready to go.
This is nice.
Whew, okay, we got there. A lot of puberty chat. Let's go. Question number one sounds like this.
Sorry, Sorry, I shouldn't give you any.
Stuck with you. I'm going to say.
I just had a guess. I shouldn't have said the year. I never do that. But I'm assuming you didn't.
You said the decade.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
The yearabouts.
3, 2, 1,
1985. Ah, best friends.
Way to fence sit the 80s. All right, really. 3, 2, 1.
The year was 1986.
Oh, we nailed it. Well, close. All right, yeah. So that's null and void.
Go, best right, friends.
Let's start the game again. So here's how it works. No. Question number two. Let me go home. I don't know this. Is this the boob?
Yes.
I shouldn't have said
it. Boob.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, goodness me.
Because who knows? Okay.
I'm just going to have a guess.
I'm having a guess. I've got no idea.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 2001. I've gone too early.
I may have gone
way
over.
I feel like I've gone too early. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
The year was 2005.
Oh, that's a point to me. I was under by 4 years, but still.
Still.
I did not go over. Okay. Thank you.
Stop saying 3, 2, 1 for everything.
Sorry, I'm saying too many 3, 2, 1s. It's throwing me not having Lingy.
I know, it is. It is. It's okay.
I'm also not pressing the buttons, which is weird. All right. Let's find out. This is for the win for me.
Yeah.
For you to draw even. Mm. Okay, and take it to a tiebreaker.
3, 2, 1.
Shut up.
Oh. This is a whatever song.
One headlight. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I remember I was definitely in my sort of mid to late 20s when that came out.
That song's not good enough for me to have any emotional attachment to.
Okay. Right.
Sorry.
I was just trying to throw you with the 20s
gear.
I knew you were. All right. Well, tell us the answer then, because I'm not allowed to say 3, 2, 1 anymore.
In 3, 2, 1, 1996.
94.
Okay, oh, close. Here we go.
The year was 1996.
Yes!
Loggy! Oh.
Ow!
Yeah. Oh, that burns!
Feeling that.
Okay, tiebreaker! Let's go. Question number four.
What the hell is this?
Sounds like Steven Tyler.
It does sound like Steven Tyler.
Bit of Aerosmith. Oh, goodness me. I'm just going to have
to have... Aerosmith Resurgence? I don't know.
No, wouldn't have thought so.
Who knows?
Oh, goodness. That's unfair.
That's a silly tiebreaker.
We'll send an email after the round. All right. Terrible songs this week. That's fine.
Here we go. Now, ready?
Yeah.
We're going to give our numbers. So let's go.
3, 2, 1. 1989.
Ooh.
I think I might have got this one. Okay, let's find out. 3, 2, 1.
The year was 2001.
Ah, you got it! No wonder there was no Aerosmith Resurgence, because that song was garbage. Yeah. Well done. You won the game. Guess the year for this week. Lingy will be back to play it again next Tuesday.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There's this word that's getting around, and I am so sick of everyone tagging me in it, okay? It's offensive. It's offensive.
I know where this is going.
And it's very funny.
Yes.
Super funny.
I think it's funny because I am I'm a party to it every single day. I spend 3 hours more, so I'd say closer to 5 hours a day, just wading through this word.
No.
Yes.
That is not true.
Yep.
Apparently.
Neck deep, I would say. Oh, it's a bit of it in my mouth.
Look, it's an ancient Greek word.
Mm.
Oh, that made me think, okay, all right, cool, I'm up with that. What is this amazing ancient Greek word?
One of yours.
No.
Basically.
No. No. And you're not catching this, Seabass. It says they can be logically broken down. Logo means word.
Yes.
And rhea means flow.
Okay.
So that literally translates into the word flow. Logorrhea. Logorrhea is the word that Wordaholic's Instagram page has released.
Mm.
And everyone has gone bananas with tagging me.
Yeah.
Ha! Logorrhea. It's an excessive use of words. Shut up.
Yeah, a lot of people have tagged me in it as well and be like, hey, are you getting any feels from this? Yes. Yes, I am. This is my life. Logorrhea. I deal with it. That's what I was saying.
It says,
it's like being at the farm in Werribee. Not your farm. The other farm.
Okay.
Just wading through. Give me a scuba suit.
All right. Let's just read on together.
All right.
It says, use this for people that just can't stop talking. It links with diarrhea, highlights the person's inability to stop or control their excessive talking.
Yeah.
Funny. This isn't just for those that overtalk and don't know when to be quiet. It is also a medical definition and is technically an illness. Within psychology, it is a communication disorder that causes excessive wordiness and repetitiveness.
Yep, absolutely. Spot on. Named after you. Clearly, the ancient Greeks were onto something. They were like, there's going to be one of ours. She will be sort of around the year 1976. She'll be born and she will suffer from severe word.
Logorrhea.
Diarrhea.
No.
We're going to call her Loggy and she's going to be Logorrhea.
No.
It's going to be-
Stop tagging me in it. It's not a word and I'm not having it. Okay?
It is. It's definitely.
It's not a word. Stop it. Stop it. It's not a word.
We should do an interview.
Oh, joke.
And see how bad your logorrhea gets.
And then just have a button on the button bar that's like, logorrhea alert.
Logorrhea. All right. I'm gonna get a logorrhea button and
sure
we're gonna
are,
sort
mate.
Of yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that'll
I'm not
yeah,
gonna
good.
Do that.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I have an eyebrow ring.
Mm.
Not many people have them these days.
No.
I've had it for... How long have I had it for?
85 years.
going on 25 years.
Yeah.
Because I first got it pierced when I was still in high school.
Mm.
So I would have been like 16.
Yeah.
Which is 25 years ago.
Mm.
But then my principal made me take it out. And then I got it done again when I was 18 after school. So that's
what... I'll show you, principal.
You're not the boss of me.
Now, your eyebrow ring, has it ever grown out?
No, it hasn't. And it's because I went to a place that used to be on Chapel Street.
Mm.
In Melbourne called MediPierce, and it was like a doctor, like a GP did it, and they would give you like a little local anaesthetic, and so they could put it in deeper, and then it was like it stayed there.
Yeah.
It's now, I think, a noodle box.
I thought you meant your face. No, the place.
The place is now. Yeah. MediPierce is not a... I could hang... It's that secure, though, that it could. I could hang a noodle box off
you
it.
You could.
Yeah.
Sorry,
keep me chopsticks.
I admit, when we first met face-to-face,
I
was like, oh! He's got an eyebrow ring.
Yeah.
Is that for a joke or is that serious? And it's serious.
Yeah.
And I mean, great. So I love you for it. I think it's awesome. Be your beautiful self.
It's the last vestige of sort of my sort of not mid to late 90s frosted blonde tips, skater boy, you know, the ball chain necklace.
Mate, you still got a chin strap. What are you talking
all
about?
All of that.
Your face screams 90s.
Trust me, in the 90s I could not grow a chin strap. And then sort of moved into my emo summer in the noughties and so got the lip but was like a sleeper.
Oh.
Like the whole loop in my piercing in my lip. And I had my nipple pierced for a while and I took that out recently when my mum told me that when they do, if they need to defib you.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a nipple piercing, they can't do it so they have to rip... The nipple piercing
I'm
out.
Sure they could unscrew it. I would unscrew it. I'd be like, I think we have time to unscrew this
it
one.
Rather than ripping it. Well, they reckon if it's a medical professional, they'll just rip it straight out because they'd rather save your life than your nipple. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I don't have the nipple piercing anymore.
Yeah.
More's the pity. But so the one person over the last 10 years that has fought for all of my sort of eccentricities and my little quirks is my beautiful wife, Carly.
Yeah.
Because
she signed up for that.
That's what you're right. That is what she signed up for. Yeah. And I've slowly sort of taken that away as I am melting, getting older.
No, you're not. You're beautiful.
Thank you. So generally I don't get a lot of support for the eyebrow ring. For example, case in point, you thought it was a joke when we first met.
No, but I was just...
It's okay. I thought,
haven't seen anyone with it.
I thought
I never said, whoa, what the hell is that? I was like, Tom's a cool guy.
I thought you were. It's okay. I thought you were a joke when we first met too.
I am. I know.
Mainly your
face. Are
those
teeth real? What are they?
With the hair?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I had to have a medical procedure whilst we were away on holidays last week. Had a week off. Been getting some headaches, so I had to get just a CT scan to make sure there's something in my head, and B, there's nothing that shouldn't be in my head.
Yeah,
got the results yesterday. We all good. There is a brain in there.
Good.
Not sure how it functions, but there's a brain there, and there's no sort of marks, no lesions, nothing. No masses, anything like that.
Yeah.
But I went to a place in Warm Ponds opposite the shopping centre there to get my CAT scan, my CT scan, early last week. And as I went in, obviously it's a CT scan, so they're like, "Oh, do you have any earrings?" "No." "Oh," and the lady's like, "Oh, you got an eyebrow ring." I was like, "Yeah."
So we've never come across this situation.
She goes. "Does it come out?" And I said, "Yeah, I can take it out if I need to. Do I need to take it out? Is it like, you know, an MRI where it like magnetizes or whatever?" She's like, "Oh no, we'd have to sort of make a note on your report because it'll show up.
Metal in your skull."
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, no, well, I can take it out. I'll take it out." She goes, "It's pretty cool though."
Did she?
Yeah. She goes, "It's pretty cool though. Is that sort of the thing these days?"
I don't want to, you know. It's not good to go down.
She was certainly
of our age,
older than me.
Older, okay.
Older than me.
That's a bit nifty.
She goes, "Is that the thing these days?" And I said, "No, you know what? I've had it for 20 something years. But I'm still confident that it's going to come back around." And she's like, "Oh yeah, they do. That's how it works, isn't it? They get popular and then they're not, and then they get popular again." It's like, yeah. It's like for some reason the eyebrow ring hasn't come back around yet.
No.
And she goes, "Don't you worry, it'll get there." So two people in the world love my eyebrow ring. Yes. One of them's my wife, and the other one is my CAT scan lady.
Well, you paid her for that service.
The lady that looks at my brain.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Low-rise jeans are back-ish.
You think I don't know that? Check out these buns.
Okay. All right, I can't have both of them, the eyebrow ring and the butt ring. But look, we're going to go to the phone now. Who else has an eyebrow ring?
What's a butt ring?
Kate in Newcombe. Eyebrow rings. Now, what's your thoughts on them? Do you have one?
I have one.
Yes, you do, Kate.
I've had it for many years. I don't even know. I reckon I had it done in the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
And I never think that it's a fashion thing. I just think it's a me thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's unique.
It's my vibe.
Yes, it is your vibe.
It's my thing.
You've got the bar. That's like a barbell, isn't it, Tom? Mm.
What are you rocking, Kate? I've got a barbell, so it's two dots, just one on either side of my eyebrow.
Yeah.
That's the Tom.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, but the thing is, you've still got your hair, whereas over the years, I kept the eyebrow ring and my hair fell out, essentially.
Yeah,
so.
And the other thing was, what was I going to say about it? Oh, no, it's gone.
Sorry, that's gone. Okay.
That's all right. I'm sure it was, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll pop me on hold.
You have to think about it. Actually, we will. We'll go back to Kate later.
We'll go back to Kate.
So that's good. But that's one for me. That's, you know, part of a very small, special community.
Love the niche community. Yeah. Like Steve from St Albans Park, are you part of the eyebrow ring community?
I'm not, but I have a couple of mates who are. One of them's got both his eyes done with the bars, and he looks like a battery terminal.
What you've
got to remember, too, is that the melting thing is true. Everything melts, you know. Eventually, you'll look like you walk around looking through a keyhole with the eyebrow ring.
Yeah. It's part of my concern, Steve. If I take mine out, then I'm worried that the hole won't heal over and it'll be quite obvious.
Yeah.
It might whistle in the wind, that'd be cool. Everything sags, though. So my wife got this tattoo of a beautiful swallow on her chest.
Yeah.
Now she's 60, it looks like a dead fruit bat on her
chest. KROQ.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
KROQ 955, Tom, Lingy and Loggy, just for full disclosure. And hopefully the GM is listening because our boss... Because we were talking about eyebrow rings before, and it seems that there are a few people around Geelong, not just me, that have eyebrow piercings.
Yeah, there's a couple of you, a handful,
And we thought, hey, do you know what? We should get our friends from Body Pleasure Piercing in town here in Little Mallet Street on the radio to see if they do many eyebrow piercings.
Yeah, well, I'd love to know the stats. Where does eyebrow ring sit on the scale of piercings?
So the process is for me to then email our boss and be like, hey, have we got a contact? How do we get on to the guys at Body Pleasure? Because they're not open at the moment.
Mm. And what did you do, Tom?
I was just during that song quickly writing an email to her, Rach. Poor Rach. I'm so sorry, Rach. I've written her an email, and in the subject I've just gone, Body Pleasure? Question mark. She'll read the email and she'll understand, but that's going to pop up in her inbox and she's going to be like, what? Body Pleasure? Question mark.
On her phone. Tom Lewis, Body Pleasure? Question mark.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I do say Little Mallop Street because that is where you'll find one of the Body Pleasure piercing outlets.
Yes.
The Geelong outlet.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about piercings this morning because I've got my eyebrow piercing still from sort of the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going on sort of 23, 24 years now that I've had my eyebrow. It must have been 2000. Must have been 2000 that I got it done.
Yeah.
I was so cool. I had blonde tips,
obviously.
Spikes.
Yeah.
I used to walk around.
Fred Durst.
Yes, but far less aggressive.
Yeah.
I used to walk around with like sort of headphones around my neck, not to listen, just for looks.
Yeah.
And the necklace thing that was little silver balls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was a skater boy. Yeah. She said, "See you later, boy."
Yeah. Except for your wife that loves the eyebrow piercing.
Yeah.
She's sticking with it. So are you.
Yeah.
And we put the call out because we thought that's a bit niche, eyebrow rings. Couple of people in town still have them.
That's right. And also I went and had a medical procedure last week. It was a CT scan and the nurse there did a great job of making me feel comfortable. And she said that it was pretty cool and she's sure that it will come back, even though everything else has come back within that sort of 20, 25 year window. And eyebrow rings, it appears, have not.
Well, we don't have the official stats on that, but someone that does is actually on the phone right now.
it's Rhonda from Body Pleasure Piercing here in Geelong. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Great.
I hear you've got a little lamb in the background, which is adorable.
Oh, bless.
Yes. One inside and 20 outside.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm coming to your house.
It seems like you're playing favourites there, Rhonda.
Yeah.
Lots of bottles of milk at the moment, but yeah.
So tell us, you've heard our little spiel there, the setup of the situation. You would know better than anyone sort of what the trends are with piercings at the moment.
Mm.
The eyebrow ring, we believe, has not come back yet, but I believe, I'm holding out hope that it will come back and I will one day be a cool kid again. What are you noticing in terms of trends?
Well, we're actually noticing more in our St Kilda studio that we're getting a lot more eyebrow piercings.
What is the age group of those faces?
Oh, probably between 18 and 25.
Yeah, Tom.
The cool kids. The cool kids.
And a lot are getting double, like one on each side.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Instead of just one on one side, they're getting the symmetrical look with the one on eight on both sides.
Okay.
Tom, maybe you need
to... You want me to balance it up?
Maybe you got to balance it right
up. Also, Rhonda, So I've got my left eyebrow pierced and so I have my right nipple pierced. That was my sort of go at symmetry sort of thing there.
Geelong, we're getting the few.
Yeah.
And I've actually had a few older people getting them in Geelong.
Okay.
Oh, love it.
It's a broad cross section of the community.
It really is.
It's a movement. Let's get the eyebrows back trending again and make it the hot new look.
Yeah, Rhonda, if you could, like, maybe if someone comes in for their ear, just say, oh, well, have you thought about the eyebrow ring? Because Tom from K-Rock's got it and he's flying.
Maybe we could do a discount on eyebrow piercing.
Oh, okay.
Ah, mention K-Rock. Let's
hold that thought.
We'll talk off air, Rhonda, because we might be able to pull something together, I think. We've got a long and wonderful history with the team at Body Pleasure Piercing over the years, sort of random piercings that we've done over the time. Mate, thank you very much for that. That's wonderful, reassuring news for me.
Yeah.
And,
it's
not gone. It's not gone. It's not forgotten, and it'll come back.
It's coming back, baby. It's coming back.
Let's book in Lingy to get one when he gets back on holiday.
Yes, whether he likes it or not. Surprise, eyebrow.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.